Zu Gast im Studio jetzt Ilan Amores und Juli. Hallo, schön, dass ihr da seid. Hello, everybody.
Hello, hello, hello.
Ilan,
hallo, Leute.
You are not the first time in Tübingen. Can you tell us about what was your first impression of Tübingen when you came here 5 years ago?
It's a fairy tale town, man. It looks like a movie or something.
How did it happen that you're coming every year?
Well, it's a beautiful story of punk rock and friendship. I joined the Argies. The Argies are an Argentine combat rock band formed in 1984, but it has worked along the years as a platform for many musicians to develop and to, because the lineup has changed over the years, and it I joined them as a bass player 5 years ago. And it was my chance to basically see the world and play music all over the place. That brought me to Tübingen.
And you got recruited, or how did you join the Archies?
Well, actually, my friend Juli right here, he comes from Misiones, which is up north in Argentina, close to the border with Brazil and Paraguay. And I lived there for a couple of years with my family when I was 11, 12, and I was, you know, developing a taste for punk rock and stuff. And my friend Juli here was playing with his band. I loved his stuff. And then later on, I found out, because he didn't tell me, he was playing with the Argies, this punk band I've never heard of before that was touring the world in this underground fashion, you know, in, like, really the front line of my dreams, as I would picture it, you know. And yeah,
you brought him in to the Archies?
No, he didn't want me in. He thought I wasn't ready for that, because he knew my family, he knew I was a spoiled brat, and he didn't think I could handle it. But the thing is, I knew they were four people and one fifth member that was selling merch and helping out with the backline and stuff. And I wanted to be that guy, just to see the places, you know. So I was in touch. I wanted to be a part of it, and they would tell me, no, you're too young, no, this year you cannot do it, maybe next year. And when they finally said yes, a couple months later, the bass player left the band. How crazy life is. I was a drummer back in the day, and I figured out, okay, I'm learning bass right now, dog. That's what I'm gonna do.
It's funny, I said no.
Yeah. Juli said no.
Yeah,
old friend. You was against him.
I was wrong. I think.
Why did you say no? Because you
know, because was so young, and was a disaster.
Yeah,
but
yeah, it was a kid, man. I was a 18, 19 year old kid.
But it turned out to be a good choice.
That's what people say.
And you learned bass in 6 weeks, or?
No, I took my time. I bought myself a really cheap bass, and I was always interested in, like, learning some other instruments besides drums. But that gave me a purpose, you know, a reason to wake up every day and just jam on my instrument, play the RG songs and whatever songs I wanted to play. It gave me purpose.
And then being a bass player in the Archies wasn't enough anymore, so you developed your own project.
That is pretty much it. It's a different outlet, man. There is some things you feel you would like to say, like some songs that come up to your mind, and you feel you wanna go through all the hard work that it takes to make a song and or a group of songs come to life. It's the inner struggle first as an artist, and then you know, sorting out whatever you have to sort to make the songs, record them, go on tour, play them, like get a band together, many, many things. It's a beautiful journey.
But you're playing 200 shows with the Archies a year. When do you find your time to write your own songs?
Before I go to bed, and no, it just happens. I'm walking around the street and it's humming, it's in the air, I pick it up.
And you got the urge to release it?
I do.
Which is the process? So it's humming, you find it in the air, how do you grab it?
That is a good question, because at first, I thought I didn't want to be the one say this song is mine. You know, I wrote it. It felt like a lot of I don't know, pressure. I didn't like it. It didn't feel free. I felt like I was putting my song, you know, for everyone, putting my song out for everyone to judge it, not to enjoy it. It didn't feel right. But then I started talking to some other artists, and then I developed a new way of thinking about it. You know, it's like, it's not me, I'm just an antenna. I just happen to have the skill to, you know, pick it up quickly and you know, deliver it, but it's not mine. It's not coming from within. It's out there, man. And then I just usually sit down and try to. I write a lot, random like scrapbooks, and crap books, and it takes years, maybe, for some songs to grow up healthy and strong, and some others just pop out of nowhere. It's crazy.
Is there a special technique you got, or is it random?
It is random. It's obviously related with the music I'm listening at the moment. It's I was listening to a couple albums of Bob Dylan that really caught my mind, and that's the sound that came out of it. You know, you put my own thing into and some other different kinds of music in the mixer, and you and that's what comes out. But usually, like, I didn't have a way of demoing the songs, you know, in a better way. And now I started like recording my own stuff, getting better at, you know, that demo thing, and it changes everything, because you get perspective of what you're doing. And I said to myself, it's actually good, like. In my own measure, it's good. I'm proud of it. Let's work hard for it and make it come to life.
So it succeeded your judgment.
Indeed, man, and that's the most difficult test, you know, the way I see it. And that's when my friends and my band really became a very important part of it. Very, very, very important role they have in all of this. If I'd be on my own, it probably wouldn't exist, you know, it would remain in my thoughts, in my, like, yeah.
But you were on your own starting with the songs, and
yeah.
Then it changed. How did it change? Could you describe this process?
Well,
the involvement of friends and other musicians?
Mm-hmm. Well, as I said, I was a drummer at first, since a very early age. Then I was playing bass with the Argies. In between those two things, I had a couple bands with friends, in which I played guitar and drums, and in between, I picked up an acoustic guitar when I turned 18. My father gave it to me for my birthday, and I figured out it was very important to learn how to write a song. You know, didn't matter if it was good or bad, or like the architecture of a song. It felt important. And from that point on, well, I've been friends with Juli and playing with Juli for ages now. So he influenced my musical taste, my songwriting, my way of playing, everything. Then I met Pablo Gorostiaga, who's playing guitar. He's from Misiones, Argentina as well. And he helped me out producing my album. And when I met him, I didn't think he was like a cool like musician. I thought, this kid, I don't know about him. But he was just the one that stood by my side when I thought my demos are shit, my demos aren't worth it. And he was like, no man, your stuff is good. Like, let's demo it, let's record it. And you know, it's tough in here. I would like boycott my own process, you know. Nah, I don't want to go. Let's just chill and smoke weed and do whatever. I don't want to work hard for my songs. And he'd be like, no man, like, do it, it's worth it. And he helped me out with the demos. Then I met Pablito, the guy that plays violin for us, and he's crazy good. He plays in big orchestras all around the world. He's 20 years old. He's one of those crazy kids that plays violin since he was 5. But the difference is he's been into a couple rock acts, and he, like, when he started playing with us, he couldn't improvise because he was influenced by the classical, yeah. And we started jamming, and he developed a different thing that you, if you see him among the other classical players, you would tell he is something different, you know. So there's Juli, Pablo, and Pablito from Argentina playing guitar and violin. And we got a German rhythm section. We've got Tim von Holst, he's playing bass. And it's funny, we met Tim because he went to Argentina, and a friend of mine told me, you gotta put up a gig for this guy, he's good. I did it, and it turned out to be a great show, everyone loved it. It was so much fun, and we built a strong friendship in a very fast, like in a very short amount of time. Then he invited me over to his solo release party in Germany before hitting the tour last year. And we spent a month together playing music, and it was so much fun, and it was really, really empowering in a deep level, because I'm... Again, perspective, you know. I was away from my friends, away from... It was just new people that only could see the new singer-songwriter, Ilana Mores, you know. They didn't care about whatever I was before. And they said, man, you're good, go for it. Cool, I will. I really trust my friends. I cannot do it on my own. And... He's drummer from... They have a band called The Sins of My Youth. They're from Cologne, Dusseldorf, and they're playing in that area. And his drummer, Jakob, he was like, man, I want to be a part of it. And I was like, for sure, dog, you're super good. welcome. And we're six people now. We're having so much fun, and it's changed radically in the last couple days, because we've been working over the internet, you know, over text messages, emails, demos, coming back and forth. And now when we finally saw each other in the face and we started jamming and playing together, man, it was so legit. And the songs, like, changed again. And I respect that path. Not only respect it, that's what I wanted for the songs, you know.
To have an intercontinental band project.
It's crazy, man. It's
hard work, and it's the difference. Well, internet is easy. Eases not a contact, a conversation, and communication, but it never is an. You need always the personal communication and
for
the
jamming, sure.
Well, to play together.
For sure.
Juli, how do you see Ilan Amores and the Archies, the difference?
I don't know if it's different. Maybe it's the same soul, I think. Maybe it's different ways, but I don't know. It's the same soul. And it's important, you know? The attitude, I think.
This is the main thing?
Yeah.
Attitude, not if it's different styles or different genres.
Yeah.
How do you play? Which is your way of playing the guitar?
¿Cómo?
¿Cuál es tu manera de tocar la guitarra?
I don't know. I can't explain it. Maybe he can.
I can explain that because I'm a big fan, dog. I can explain that, man. Tempo, swing, man. He's my favorite guitar player. It's insane good. It's experience, swing and tempo, and like, he's got over 1,000 shows up his back, man. 1,000 concerts, at least. You learn a thing or two out of that, man. And I don't know, I fell in love with it since I met Juli and his band. It was like, what's that guy doing with that Les Paul, man? Killing it. And this, like, that kind of stuff.
Fucking teeth.
Yeah, man, I stole everything from him. Like, I had no other choice. Now I had to have him in my band, because...
His teacher and now your servant?
No, never. That's a good thing about the band, man. It's, one would think, because the band has my name, but it still is a band, and that's what I wanted. I didn't want to be by myself doing it, even though it has my name. It's just for people to understand, it's my vision of things. But it's not my vision of music only. It's my vision of friendship. It's the way I admire each and every character in this band. And that is, I find that very powerful. And bonding.
The team.
The
spirit.
Team.
I think it's time for a live song. You got the guitar. And what do you want to play for us?
I would love to play a song I don't know, it helped me out in bad times, or it made me feel, I don't know. It's a good song by Rodrigo Amarante from Brazil. I bet you're wondering how I knew that this would come to an end. He stole your heart from you, so you tossed me out to the wind. I keep pretending not to care. The winter scent in her hair compels my hands to do the things my heart wouldn't dare. And I'll keep holding on to you. See no use perfecting love with strangers. If only you, if only now. Twilight of this hour, when fools are mistaken for men, this shadow suits me well. My regrets are faced in the end, and I'll keep holding on to you. See no use perfecting lies with strangers. If only you, if only now. And I'll keep holding on to you. See no use perfecting love. If only you, if only now.
Ilan Amores here im Lokalmagazin. What a great song. How did it help you? What kind of push can a song or music give you in these dark times?
Dog, it's everything. You're walking down the street feeling bad about whatever happened to you. Life is good, man. Life is beautiful with this bad moment. And to try to make the best out of those moments, I've got this kind of very sad songs that I've learned how to relate to. It's the chords and the melody and the feeling. I'll keep holding on to you, man.
So do you think there's the melancholy and sadness that you can get creative out of that?
It's a place where songs grow healthy and strong. Melancholy and sadness. And it gives you energy for the good moments too, because you know sadness, you know down, you know being down there. And it gives you, like, then when you cheer to something, you really cheer to something. Yeah. And there is a certain thing to those sad songs that I find very powerful. Because when you learn how to play them properly and like get inside the song, there is a certain silence around them, and you feel like strings of melancholy coming out of every listener, everyone that's paying attention. It's it's electric, man. Then you open your eyes and the world's still there, You were gone for a second and you're back.
To get lost in the songs? Is it something you have to learn?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
And you learned it? Your lessons?
I'm happy with the struggle, with the path. I'm happy with it, man. It's the hardest thing I had to overcome as a musician. Stage-wise, I'm fearless, but sitting in a room with people and being able to close your eyes and open your heart, you're naked. Everyone can see right through you.
It's more difficult than being the party pig.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's easy. That's super easy, to me at least. Yeah.
But you have both sides, and there's not only melancholy and sadness with Ilan Amores.
No, not at all, man. I try to rock them both. I love them both. I would be walking down the street pumping, I don't know, Rancid or The Interrupters. I've been listening to a lot lately. Some ska punk rock, like. Walking down the street feeling super badass and like. And there are days where you cannot have that. You just need a little of the.
But on a show with Ilan Amores, you have both in 1 hour.
Yeah, we're trying to make that work, you know, like
to find the balance.
Yeah, because it's hard. It's like playing a part, you know. It really is, like that. No, I'm real on stage, man. That's bullshit. You're acting. And you better know that, because you want to be real on stage all the time. You will die. Like, your soul will rot. You're acting. And you gotta, as in a play or in a theater, like, a play. You gotta learn how to balance in between both. You gotta have the drama, you gotta have the happy moment, like, and usually like we've been doing it, it builds up, right?
You start
level? Yeah, like by myself with the guitar, and slowly the members of the band start coming up on stage, and it builds up to from a Bob Dylan kind of vibe to a hardcore New York 80s thing. It's crazy. I don't know. We're trying not to label it yet because it's so much fun.
Not to label, it's difficult because everybody needs his genre. And how would you describe? Or is it you still don't do it?
That is the place where I like being, like punk rock and like try to piss off people in that way. I don't know. If I see, like, I would love the fact of playing like in really punk rock places, like the one we played yesterday, and being able to not have a mohawk, you know, and not have, well, I've got tattoos, but like not being the like out of the book punk rocker, you know, try to give away something new. Even though, I don't know, some people are like, I don't really understand what he's doing, or, But you know, I don't like when people get too fanatic about stuff. You know, change is good.
But the music of Ilana Morris and the music of the Archies, I think the Archies are way more labeled to punk rock venues and the sound, and Ilana Morris is way more not, you cannot grab it like with a reel, and you got more perspectives because of that probably.
And but it's like it's being true to my background and being true to my life experience, because punk rock isn't the only thing I've been listening to, even though it's my favorite shit in the world. It's like nothing makes me feel as pumped as punk rock. And I picked up my philosophy and my, I don't know, very important life-changing lessons from punk rock. It's nice it's good to have something that grew up in punk rock, but it becomes something else sound-wise, you know? And yeah, I'm proud of that, man.
It also needs a different way of singing if you have the silent ones.
Yeah, it made me go to singing lessons.
Really?
Yeah. I figured out I was singing like shit. Because I learned in a punk rock background where shows are about the attitude. No one cares about the way you sing. And we grew up listening to Tim Armstrong, and he cannot sing shit, man. But we love him. And I figured out maybe I didn't like being in a room singing like some other people love it. I wanted to sound different.
What did they teach you?
Body is an instrument, and they taught me how to play it, basically. He won't be listening, but Paul Gonzalez is my singing teacher. And he's an opera singer from Buenos Aires. He's like all about oh, and he was mocking me after a couple months. He's like, when you came up here for your first lessons, it's like, okay, let's go, la 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 la, and I would be like la 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 la, and he was like, it was fun, man, like. Not being afraid of, like, changing, you know, and
both sides,
and whoever punk rock singer with a mohawk singing wah, 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 tells me you're not a punk rocker, I've got a big fuck you in my pocket for him. You know what I mean?
And now you got a new instrument, your voice, your body.
Yes, sir, man. And It's a good one, like it's good, great fun. Actually, I would love to play a song for you.
Yes, I would love to hear one. What do you have for us?
This is an original song called El Muerto Vivo. The Lebende Tote?
Der Lebende Tod.
Yeah.
The Living Dead.
The Living Dead. There we go. Estoy solo y no hay modo de salir de aquí. Tengo todo, pero todo no me alcanza y mi corazón se lamenta este estado, porque tuvo que ser así.
Ayúdame que vengo cansado de un viaje muy largo, ¿no ves? Coincido, un muerto vivo es lo que tengo aquí. Nacido y criado en un ambiente hostil, la razón se lamenta al pasado, porque tuvo que ser así. Ayúdame que vengo cansado de un viaje muy largo, ¿no ves? Y aunque a nadie parece importarle, y aunque a nadie parece importarle, ya dejé de buscar al culpable, ya dejé de buscar al culpable. Destino en esta tumba gris, auxilio, socorro, sáquenme de aquí. Y aunque a nadie parece importarle, y aunque a nadie parece importarle, ya dejé de buscar al culpable, ya dejé de buscar al culpable. Salir de aquí, tengo todo, pero todo no me alcanza y mi corazón se lamenta este estado. Y aunque a nadie parece importarle, ya dejé de buscar al culpable, ya dejé de buscar al culpable.
Ilan Amores live hier im Lokalmagazin auf der 96.6. Who's the one who's guilty?
Ah, oh, man. I don't even know. That's what the song is about. It says, ya dejé de buscar al culpable. It's like I stopped looking for the one to blame. You know? I used to do that a lot. My shit's fucked up. I'm sorry, I'm cursing a lot. My things are like not going well because...
Fucked up.
Because of him, because of that guy, because of the government, because of the... Now, that is like not helping me out doing, I don't know, changing the world. I want to change the world. I want to make this place a better place. And sadness and sorrow and like being angry is not the way to me. So for some other people it might be picking up guns and or I don't know, breaking windows. It used to be the way for me, you know, keep being angry and fighting. And I'm over that. I don't want to do that anymore. It didn't work out for me. So I stopped being angry. That's what the song's about. I felt like the living dead because I was like trying to do much stuff and it, and I don't know, it wasn't making me any happy. You know?
Got wise?
Maybe we're growing old.
So now you're recording your new album here in Tübingen in the Milchwerk Studios. What are your expectations to this record?
They're so high, man. It's crazy because The whole story began in an... I was working as a model for commercials in Buenos Aires. As a punk rocker, you know how wrong that is, you know? That is like so wrong, man. Completely wrong. Imagine myself showing up being like Nespresso.
I think it's a good way. You use them.
That's how we, you know, thought about
it. You're making money for those good things.
That's it, man. We picked up that money and we figured out the best way of spending it was coming over to Europe and recording an album and not doing it in, like, London, you know? Abbey Road or whatever. We came here to Tübingen, and that's the kind of career I'm building right now. I'm very proud of that shit, because you cannot copy this, you cannot buy this, because it's based on friendship and life experience and things you get. Like, I'm here at the radio right now because I had a chat with you after a concert and we had a good time and we talked about good stuff. My manager didn't call up the radio, mm-hmm. you know, and paid money for me to be here, you know, and I think that's a beautiful thing. And if I ever, I don't know, be in a radio in which you have to pay money for, I don't know, I'll figure it out. I will see how that goes. But right now, everything that led us to Tübingen is friendship and good relationships and life itself. Like, it's an adventure, man. We played here with the RGs 5 times, and Fabian Schaller from Milchwerk Studios was helping us out every time. He was the sound guy. We slept at his place. We slept at Münzgasse. We played with his band. He went to Argentina. So that's the way it works. And as I said, we picked up that money from the multinational companies and we record a punk rock album in a punk, sleeping in a punk rock, I don't know, should we call it a squat, is it?
Former squat.
Former squat.
Self-run.
Self-running, autonomous place. Recording on a new studio, like upcoming studio. Not trying to build up a name based on, you know, record it here or record it there. And yeah. We're gonna be there in Milchwerk Studios for 5 days. And we will record basically the band all together and then overdub vocals and some other arrangements. But, yeah.
And you have already, well, fixed dates, well, to release it, or the mastering you will do in Argentina? Or
no, not
everything
at all.
Here?
We don't have any dates for anything after the recording. This is as far as we could get right now, money-wise and planning-wise, and we will record it and take our time to mix it and figure out the way to release it. I'm also very busy with Harmonies, another band I'm playing with in Argentina. And we have big plans, a big release of Black Magic Gold, which is our next album this year. That band is getting signed with a major label. And so I figured out, okay, we're doing that with that band. We're doing things in a different way with my band to keep things balanced. And so I gotta go back to Argentina in 2 weeks, work hard with them, and, you know, put the album we record in perspective and see how we mix it and master it.
Release it in Argentina and also in Europe?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So you got the 3 bands and the model career?
Yeah.
What else?
I got auditions for a movie in Argentina. but I sucked because I cannot remember the words. So I'm not getting that call. But man, I bands are enough, like more than enough.
What about the situation in Argentina right now after, well, the government change?
Well, I don't really know what to say about that, man. It's, you know, it's like some people thinking that it's good for Trump to be in the United States because it makes the pendulum swing and it makes some people that were kind of like sleepy, it makes them angry and makes like some good things happen, you know. So that was a strong action, so I hope, I'm pretty sure it will have strong reactions. And same thing in Argentina. We had a so-called left-wing wave in Latin American countries like Argentina, Brazil, Venezuela,
Bolivia.
But Bolivia did better, you know, because he really was he meant what he said. So they developed and they did very well. In our case, the way I see it is they pretty much stole lots of the country's richness. Because that is fucked up, because we are used to the right wing doing messy things, but when the left wing comes like to the government and you see pictures of them rocking Louis Vuitton bags in Paris, you're like, what the F? Like, that is not what we voted for, you know? That is not what you said. And populism, you know, in Argentina and in Latin American countries, that works because there's a lot of undereducated people that didn't get the chance to go to school, but they get the right to vote, and they know how that works. They feed them fucking like information. It's hard to pick it up because they're saying power to the people. Yeah, but how? How are you empowering the people? Are you giving them jobs or are you just giving them money? Because that's the way it worked, kind of. You know, they would just give away money. And people don't need that. People need dignity. People need something to do. I don't want money. I spend money in beers and, like, useless stuff. You know, I want something to do. I want to be a part of this whole thing. I don't want to be out of it. And so it made the whole thing really confusing, and it made the rich more angry with the poor and the poor more angry with the rich. So that's what we got right now, a right-wing government, and things are really expensive down there. Lots of social aid is slowly vanishing. But we got free education and free healthcare in Argentina. So we are fighting for that to stay the way it is. We don't want it to change. I went to private school and I have private healthcare. But there are kids who doesn't, and they do very well. And I grew up with them, and they, like, I had a house with a pool and my friends didn't, and it was all right. And they could all, like, use my pool. And in Buenos Aires, that is harder, you know, because big cities, people are put apart from each other. The poor with the poor, the rich with the rich. And in Misiones, where we grew up, that is not the way that works. Like, we've got friends that are rich, like, they have lots of money, and they would invite over some other friends that drive the soda truck. And it, like, no one thought that was weird at all. And that is really nice. But it depends on, yeah, the part of the country, I would say, like the city or...
So good luck with that. And maybe there's a chance of another song?
Sweet. Every single moment, shall we? What were you? Say louder, dog.
Louder?
Louder.
Mucho gusto, ¿cómo estás? Hace mucho venís acá, tanto tiempo buscando alguien con quien compartir, y de pronto ahí estaba frente a mí. No te escucho. Secreto, ya le dije a mi mamá, quiero que seas mi novia de ahora en más. Sale el sol en mi casa, todo vuelve a reír, los fantasmas se van y yo puedo dormir. Mientras tanto yo te vuelvo a elegir, y ya no hay nada que pueda decir, y ya no hay nada que pueda decir. Otro más, yo te amo, vos me amás. Capitán de este barco, se avecina un temporal, pónganos a salvo de todo mal. Sale el sol
Amores, live here im Lokalmagazin. Thanks a lot for being here. Thank you for this great music. Thanks for your open words.
Thank you, friend.
Thank you, man.
Take care and good luck with the recording of the new album. And I hope to see you back again here in the near future.
You bet, man. We will be here.